Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, for many of you who've been tuning in over the last 2 days, you've heard us talk about this Dr. Eric R. Pianca at the University of Texas at Austin, who said that it would be ideal to have airborne Ebola be released and kill 90% of the world population. And then I did research online. Many of his former students, now graduate students or degreed with PhDs working in universities or in private industry or in bioweapons laboratories. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Done a lot of research, did more research last night. We've been contacted by Dr. Pianca's daughter. We have been contacted by some of his former students, and some of it is quite abusive, to say the least, their tone and the things they're saying, and quite threatening sometimes. So we'll be getting into that a little bit today. And then there was a local newscast yesterday in Austin, whitewashing all of this, telling us how wonderful he is and what good ideas he has and how dare all these backwards people be against 90% of us dying. So we have posted one of the comments we were sent and authorized to post. She sends it and says, yeah, go ahead and post this. Then afterwards, don't post my name. Well, you said post the whole thing, so we're leaving it up there. Saying that, oh, of course Dr. Pianca says get rid of 90%, and that he's ready to be the first to go. How dare you say that, you know, he should go ahead and volunteer himself. He says he's ready, and that he and his family may have to go, according to her. And she's the individual that is in that famous photograph now, published in some newspapers, up on the web. She even sent us an email saying, take my picture down, and we were... For my staff had called me. I was nice. They were nice. I said, okay, we'll take your picture up. Why? It's a news event. There's no expectation of privacy. It's like going to a football game and saying, don't show me on the Jumbotron. Don't show me on national television. We're news gatherers, and this is what we do. But frankly, I don't care. But she purports to be the young lady sitting there smiling up at Professor Pianca. And she said, listen, I don't want 90%. I believe it'd be better off if we were all humans were dead. In fact, we have her email posted up there, and that how dare I compare Dr. Pianca to Hitler, and I guess it's true, he only wanted to kill tens of millions. How dare I compare him? Why, Dr. Pianca loves life. He just knows that the salamanders, the lizards, the amphibians are worth more or as much as us. And this is the really religious belief that's been pushed and fostered, and it is the majority view, and that's what we'll discuss today. This is bigger than 9/11. This is bigger than the depleted uranium. This is the biggest issue, and I've said time and time again, I'm going to make a film about it as soon as my new film, that's almost complete, is done in the next few months. I will start immediately on this new film on the subject of mass extermination. As I've said for years, as I said at the end of Road to Tyranny back in 2002, at the end of that film, as I said I would do, I have not done it, and we have so much evidence on the subject, and we will break it down for you. We will even break down exactly what is going to happen, so that there will be millions of copies of it out there on the web and in people's private hands by the time you're done duplicating it, and so when they attack us, we'll all know exactly who did it. At least we'll have that. And when people finally know there's nothing left but to fight, at that point we may be able to deal with the New World Order. Because they can't help themselves. They're going to do it. It's an absolute guarantee. In fact, I want to go over not just Pianca and the attacks we're getting and all the rest of it, but I want to specifically go over the master plan. I've said many times I'll do this, but today I'm going to in more detail. So that's coming up after this quick break. I'm Alex Jones, your host, and this is the GCN Radio Network. The websites are Infowars.com, JonesReport.com, Infowars.net, PrisonPlanet.tv, PrisonPlanet.com. Check them out today. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Very important broadcast today. We're going to have wide open phones for the entire 3 hours. We're going to cover news from all over the globe, the latest developments in Iran, the latest developments with the economy, what's happening with the police state here domestically. Here's some of the news in front of me. Giuliani predicts another terror attack. Give up all your rights. The terrorists are about to get you. Patriot Act catches a baby food thief. Also, the Clash sparked terror alert, as well as Led Zeppelin music on an airplane. People think that's terrorism. If you're even reading a neocon book against the jihad, and you're a well-known rock star, you get grabbed off the plane. So these are coming in every day. But let me just stop right now. I'm going to try to be as cogent and as focused and to boil this down as simply as possible. Many of you are now aware that there is a professor, Eric Pianka, Dr. Pianka, from the University of Texas at Austin, right here where I'm ensconced. And Professor Pianka gave a speech, confirmed, there are now transcripts and even the audio of it is out, even though they told the publicly assembled crowd not to record it. Thank God they did. And then he gave another speech. This was a month ago at Lamar University. And then he gave a speech at St. Edward's right here in Austin last weekend. It was in the Statesman, what he had to say. And he clearly stated that he wishes that 90% of the world population would die, and the dying needs to start now, and that Ebola, he hopes, and he says, will suddenly appear, or some other great pandemic, and kill 90% of us, and that this is needed and wonderful and good. And he used the words that China has a wonderful police state, a great police state, that he said police state, that it's a good police state, a great police state. His quotes are all up there on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and that we need to have a one-child policy immediately, and that those of us that are allowed to live need to start working for the privilege of living the 10%. Now, the bigger story is that in front of professors and the chairman of one of the divisions of the Texas Academy of Scientists and others, in front of these individuals, they witnessed 95% of the audience stand up and give him a rousing, sustained, long ovation, and that he was then given the Distinguished Texas Scientist of the Year Award at a banquet directly preceding that. Now, many of you have been listening for over a decade, and you know that I talk about this every week. In fact, most days. That the plan is, I say it, is to kill 85 to 95% of us. Because the numbers range from 85 to 95. The average is about 90%. Many of you wouldn't check out my claims. Many of you wouldn't research my emergency transmissions to you. You just couldn't believe it. Believe it. Whatever I talk about here is in triplicate. All I do is research. All I do is work. I was again here until 1:15 a.m. last night researching this. And I know, and I don't just go off of my faculties, my information, my research. I make 90% of my decisions on that, and the last 10% is gut instinct and discernment. And let me tell you something. I know this is the number one issue. I know this is the most important thing we face. Now, the points we first raised Monday has now been picked up by CNET News, and by other mainstream publications, where they compare this doctor to Charlie Manson. In fact, the CNET News headline is Charlie Manson 9 to the 10th power. And that is exactly the type of mindset we're dealing with. That is the exact type of thing that's being pushed here. Let me give you a news flash. The majority of biologists, the majority of environmental scientists and environmental impact study degreed biologists and engineers, the majority of the psychology professors and psychiatry professors, I know, I sat through it, the majority of anthropology instructors and professors and doctors, the majority of the social workers, the majority of those that are professors teaching the modern art of social workers. This is their religion. This is all they talk about. Literally, I quit college, and this is I published this. This has been in news articles. People ask, how did you wake up? And I would say, well, I'd be in college, and they talk about how one world government was good, and how 85 to 95% of us had to die, and it didn't matter what class it was. I remember sitting there in calculus. And I'm not good at math, and just being befuddled that the instructors, those were lower level courses, it wasn't professors, you wouldn't shut up about how we all had to die. And I just said, you know what, I'm not going to college. I'm not going to pay tens of thousands of dollars a year to hear about how I've got to die. I'm just not going to do it. And I talked to Paul Watson. And Paul Watson in England was taught the same thing. His brother, Steve Watson, has a master's degree. I believe, what is it, in political science. And I talked to him yesterday, talked to his brother. That's all he ever heard. My father is a degreed oral surgeon and dentist, doctor of dental surgery. And he's saying that I've asked him to write a paper. Yes, I've asked my father at dinner last night, please. You understand everyone. I was talking to Coast AM's producer last night, and she's like, oh, yeah, that's what I learned at Berkeley. Listen. If you hadn't been to college, you don't know about this. Let me tell you something. These are the people running the level 3 and level 4 bioweapons labs right now. These are the people running the nuclear reactors right here at UT right now, miles from where I sit. These are the people, and let me tell you something, 95% of them, I concur exactly. And what happens is you get this peer pressure going, and all these young people, and they tell them, you're elitist, you know best, you'll be the 10% that lives. The government has to have the power to make everyone basically work in work camps and kill 90% of the rest. And then that's the emails and the calls we get. Now, I don't care how nuts this sounds. This is the reality. Paul Watson goes to college in Sheffield, is taught this. Steve Watson goes to school at a prestigious school in London. Steve is taught this. He's 26, graduated last year with a master's degree. Do you understand? My father went to UT and then went to Baylor Dental School. This is what he was taught. David R. Jones. This is what's going on. Anyone you talk to, and I'm glad to see all these news articles about it, where all these writers are saying this is what they were told in college. They spend, I would have to say, this is no exaggeration, 30% of their time in classes that have nothing to do even with biology or with environmental protection and all the rest of this garbage on this. And when you're actually in one of the classes that covers the environment, no exaggeration, half of it. Conservatively, 50% of the curriculum is how we've got to start killing, and we've got to start killing now. Now, thank God there were other professors and men of letters who had their sanity who witnessed this display. He's given this speech all over the planet. By the way, UT Sunday night started jerking and pulling. You'll go to the servers, and all the root directories are there. The servers are up, but they are pulling, but not before they were mirrored or saved. Too late for you. Besides, you forget about Google Cache. Google saves all this, so do others. Not before we were able to capture it. And so now Pianca's running around on the news and national TV and radio saying, he never said this, he's just trying to warn us that this is going to happen. No, he says he wants this to happen and that AIDS isn't good enough because it doesn't kill people quick enough. Well, AIDS is genetically engineered by the U.S. government, and that is public as well, and we've got whole shows on that. We have the declassified documents on that. Did you know that? You'll never hear it on the nightly news. You can learn it. And so, but the scary thing is, NBC local affiliate, and we'll play that clip later. Scott, you weren't here yesterday, but it's in the computer there. NBC clip, so find that. I want to play it later in this hour, please. And you can watch the clip up on Infowars.com. They just lied, covered up, said he didn't say this. Basically, we're bad. We're just jealous of Dr. Pianca. But it's too late. We've got his graduate student's papers. We've got his papers. We've got his people praising him, saying, oh, I disagree with Pianca. He only wants to get rid of 90%. I want 100. And we just don't have their papers and their graduate papers and their own blogs. Ladies and gentlemen, we are getting emails from these people. We are receiving emails from his daughter. Going, I know it's harsh what he says, but you just don't understand it, and you need to learn to understand it. You need to learn to understand what we must do for the earth. So let me state it as clearly as possible to all of you listening who didn't go to college or who weren't in the classes at college where you hear about this. This is synonymous with biology, with sociology, with psychology, and with environmental protection sciences. Imagine if you're a global crime syndicate that wants to train the people to have no human rights, no God-given rights. You just tell them, number one, the animals are above the humans or at the same level. And since the animals can't vote, governments and corporations, they have to represent them. And they're going to outvote you, the fish in the sea, the bugs in the trees. And then it creates this devaluation where it's liberal and loving to have to get rid of people. It's a perfect army. The Nazis said it was social Darwinism that the IQs were dropping and they had to get rid of all these people because the human species was overpopulated. Well, that Pianca actually says in his speech at St. Edward's and at Lamar University of the last weekend and then a month ago, that the IQ is dropping because of this, because of overpopulation. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, but listen, I'm going to get out of Pianca for now when we get back, and I'm going to get into the globalists and what they're going to do, how this is going to unfold. If you want to know their master plan, you're going to get it on the other side. If you want to know their deepest, darkest desires, you're going to learn them on the other side.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Shows here back live. By the way, you can call in to the network toll-free number, and we're going to also keep my new number here, so we'll take calls from Austin, Texas, and Minnesota, from all over the country and the world, but we're not taking calls right now, and I really want to get past the point where we just let people hold for an hour when I'm not taking calls. We're not taking calls right now. Later in the hour, I'll give the number out. We'll try to go to calls this hour, but guaranteed in the second and third hour, wide open phones today. All right, let me get back into what we're facing. Elites throughout history, in every case, become abusive of their populations and begin exterminating masses of their own serfs and slaves. Feudalism is the ancient science of herding populations into tiny reservations or plantations and literally dumbing them down, not letting them have access to education, keeping them at a subsistence-level diet to control them, to manage them. And, of course, you can always tell someone from a surf background, they are generally about a foot shorter, Europe, Asia, it doesn't matter, than the noble class. So you even get really a different breed or a different sub-derivation of human, of Homo sapiens sapien. Much like the breeding of dogs. It's why royalty always loves the breeding of horses and cattle and dogs and cats. They're always into, quote, breeding because they're the elite. It's the science of control of population. They're control freaks. Control freaks inherit the earth, I guess, until their day comes, and then I'm told the meek get it. But I can't wait for that day. So we're here facing this. And going back over 100 years, Malthus, in England, wrote papers on talking about how they had to kill most of the population. And that got picked up, and then social Darwinism came along and took the theory of Darwinism further and said, well, it's the ruling class's right to kill and enslave and destroy, and so other people die in factories, or it's good if they die of disease, or wars are good to get rid of people, because this rabble's basically trash. You dehumanize your slaves as a pretext, as an emotional salve, as an excuse to abuse them and control them and kill them at your leisure. We are human resources. There are 6.5 billion of us. Life is incredibly cheap. And Hitler was an adherent of social Darwinism, saying we're killing people, but it's our right because we are in the power position. It is then our right to kill the masses or control or use the masses because by rights we are in power, so that means we were the fittest, so we're doing the earth and biology a favor. Now, that became unpopular, so Julian Huxley, first Director General of UNESCO, the United Nations Educational and Cultural Organization, in 1946, stated, and I have his quotes in my book, Descent into Tyranny, these are published on the UN website, that we need eugenics and that the public is now against eugenics because of what Hitler did, so we have to legitimize their use under new terms and phrases at the university level. So it's now known as bioethics. Now, bioethics itself is just the current name of the eugenics movement, and is pre-positioned and is dominated by people like Dr. Peter Singer, who calls babies worthless mackerel and says, kill the old people. These are quotes, and that you should be able to kill your child until age 2, beat their brains out and throw them in the trash can. He says cockroaches are worth as much as us, perhaps more. And so this is all the same line. When Dr. Pianca gets up and says, we're bacteria, we're a bacterial bloom, my father in 1968, 1969, was taught that at the University of Texas at Austin. Remember my dad, years ago when I talked about this, going, oh, yes, son, they called it viral or bacterial bloom, and we've all got to be exterminated. He heard the exact same thing. I heard the exact same thing. Steve Watson, Paul Watson in England. It's all the same thing. Anybody who's been there has heard the same thing. This is nothing new. The point is 95% stand up and clamp. The point is local media defends them. The point is that the Associated Press finally wrote a whitewash attacking us and saying Pianca is a wonderful individual. See, this is the majority view of the so-called intelligentsia who couldn't fight their way out of an intellectual paper bag. These people have no facts, they have no science, they have no data, they don't crunch 7 days a week, 14 to 18 hours a day, with bloodshot red eyes, constantly engaging the enemy in research. They know nothing. All the reports we've put out are the equivalent of thesis papers by PhDs, the stuff we're writing and putting out, full of links and documents and research and years of work, and then these nothings sit up there with no facts or no science. They don't even know where their ideas spring from. This is an excuse of the elite to create a massive multi-million per nation cadre of people to man the new surf system. They're the individuals that come as the forest workers, the forest service, or the environmental protection teams, and steal your ranch or farm, and then a year later there's a hotel on it, or a toxic waste dump, and that's how they save the environment. These are the people that are going to be taking your property. These are going to be the new police officers. These are the individuals. When we get back, I'll break it down more and get into their master plan in detail. Stay with us. And then later we will take calls. This is so important. I hope you're taking notes. I hope you're recording this. And we'll talk about it coming up in the next hour. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Gee, honey, those new sandals look great on you.
And look, they show off my new toenails, too.
New toenails? Well, what happened to the old ones?
Well, they're not really new, just clear and healthy looking. Remember how embarrassed I was? They were so discolored, really awful looking.
Well, they sure look clear now. Gosh, I wish I could wear sandals again. My toenails are a disaster. Look, this one looks white, and that one's thick and yellow.
Well, here's my secret. Non-X Nail Gel. It clears out yellowing keratin debris, the source of nail discoloration.
Ah, so that's it. I've got ugly keratin debris buildup under my nails.
And Nonex Nail Gel gets rid of it. Now, you'll need to use it every day, but clear nails are worth it.
You bet. You know, when we go to the beach this summer, my toenails are going to look just as good as yours do.
Thanks to Nonex Nail Gel.
Nonex Nail Gel. For clear, healthy-looking nails. Now at Walgreens, Rite Aid, Eckerd, Brooks, Long's, Duane Reade, and Walmart. In the foot care section.
Coming when the aircraft will fly over major cities over most of the continents of the world, releasing, I believe, deadly nerve gas. They'll claim it's biological, and we will watch billions die. And then the government will come in during the crises and save the remnants from the horrible scourge. I know, a lot of you can't face it, you can't deal with it. That is the operational plan. All of this police state is being erected to orderly exterminate us. And it will be done as soon as they calculate that they can get away with it. The owners of our planet are obsessed and publish books saying it. Dick Cheney has said it. Prince Philip has said it. Ted Turner has said it. Jacques Cousteau has said it. The United Nations has said it at every level. Henry Kissinger has said it and published it and implemented it. Central Intelligence Agency Memorandum 1973. Global 2000 is what it's called. And how do they implement it? They implement it through their United Nations programs of the same name. So, We're going to get into it here in just a few minutes. Before I do that, I'm carrying a new video. He sent me this about a month ago. I didn't watch it until last weekend when I was on the exercise bike. And I was blown away by it. David Bay at Cutting Edge Ministries funded this. He normally just sells videos. He sells most of mine. And he's a great guy. Been a customer for, I guess, about 4 years, 5 years. And David Bay said, you got to watch this. And I started hearing a buzz about it. So I watched it this weekend. I was just amazed by the cinematic quality. I mean, this thing could be on, you know, national television. This thing could be on ABC. And learn the incredible secrets of the esoteric traditions hidden within the manifold layers of signs and symbols on our nation's infrastructure. The Capitol. We cover all of this in Order of Death, but this is just amazing. Symbols that for many represent the secret destiny of the world's greatest nation. Secret mysteries of America's beginnings unfolds the fascinating history behind the founding of America and exposes the esoteric underbelly of its design. Why is D.C. built on the 77th meridian? And are the Revolutionary War cities really built in perfect alignment with Stonehenge? Follow the journey of secret societies from England to the New World and learn of their ancient hope of establishing a democratic commonwealth that would one day extend to all nations. In the 16th century, Sir Francis Bacon was at the helm of such societies as the leader of the Rosicrucians and the first Grand Master of modern Freemasonry. As such, he is considered by some to be the true founder of America. For centuries, controversy has surrounded this man, who is said to be the intelligent, illegitimate son of Queen Elizabeth I and the real author behind Shakespeare's plays. When Bacon penned his classic work, The New Atlantis, he outlined his vision for the perfect society. A democratic commonwealth governed by scientific achievement. How were the founding fathers impacted by Bacon's plan, and is America being driven by this vision today? We are the goddess Columbia. She sits on top of all of our major capitals. They, in Europe, follow the two different goddesses, Europa and Diana, but Europa and Diana really are the same goddess if you look at the ancient text. And whether you believe in this or not, the elites do. And this is why D.C. is a giant skull, a giant pentagram, built on certain meridians, certain parallels. And it's so well done, and it's documented. You know, it was in the Times of London, they dug up all these dead bodies of children underneath Benjamin Franklin's house. You know, he died in London. He moved there and lived his last, 10 years there. His descendants live there today. He was really a British agent, tried all he could to bring us down. Washington later learned of all this and spoke out against them. Did you know Washington, there's published letters where he talks about all this? Yeah. You can learn about that. And he was part of the Hellfire Club where they had orgies and sacrificed children. Oh, by the way, that's mainstream news. They just calmly report it like it's no big deal. Yeah, it's the cult of death, the order of death, the order of the death's head. The Nazis were just the progeny, the followers of this. They were not the progenitors. They were not the founders. You need to learn about this. You need to have this new DVD. We carry it in DVD only. America's Beginning, Volume 1, The New Atlantis, and it's already getting awards and incredible reviews from film festivals. It just came out a month ago. He wanted me to carry it a month ago. I never got around to watching it. I watch something before I carry it. And they've just hit one out of the park on this one. America's Beginnings, it's up on Infowars.com via the safe, secure online shopping cart. It is not yet via the toll-free number. We'll get that up by tonight. You'll be able to order it by the toll-free number. I've got to give them all the information on it and so they can take your order on that. But go to the secure online safe shopping cart at Infowars.com or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And tell them you want America's Destiny, Secret Mysteries of America's Destinies, Volume 1, The New Atlantis. Good job, David Bay, and good job to his director. Just absolutely. It's an antiques research film production. Executive producer David E. Bay, written and directed by Christian J. Pinto. We're going to get both of them on the broadcast next week. Running time, 120 minutes. Absolute bombshell. You need to have America's Beginnings, Volume 1, The New Atlantis. Infowars.com. Get it today. All right. All right. I said I'd go over their master plan in great detail, the modern plan. Let me break it down for you. Number one, these death cults are made up of the banking establishment, inbred families of 300 years that have married into the Saxe-Coburg Gothas that you know of as the House of Windsor. That's their brand name. The average Brit doesn't even know the names of their royal family. The Dutch royal family's intermarried. It's all one big happy family. They're Saxe, Coburg, Gothas. Your mortal enemy. They're married into the Rothschilds. They're now all lords. And it's very, very serious. Now, they've got this huge control system. And they see people as absolute trash. They would have 100-year wars between cousins just to control their populations. Those letters are now public. They see you as absolutely worthless. They see you as absolute trash. They say they want to cull the herd. This is what royalty's done throughout history. And they see you as trash. So how are they going to sell an intelligentsia? How are they going to sell multi-generations on eugenics and Nazi-style extermination programs as they carry out the AIDS epidemic, which Nobel Prize winners have documented as a globalist operation? Again, we have all these declassified documents from England, Australia, the U.S., modern documents saying they're doing this. We have mainstream articles we've put up where our entire articles are just hyperlinks. Every claim we make is backed up. And then this scientist, this top scientist, gets a standing ovation by 95% when he says all of this. And then the local media, national media, defends him. Because this is what they talk about. This is their religion. And at a subconscious level, it's a control freak mentality of these minions. And they'll openly say, hey, the pie isn't getting any bigger. We're not going to live good standard of living because of the third world. We got to get rid of them. That's at the conservative end. We got to get rid of 80%. Then you get to the extreme end of we need to kill 100% sooner rather than later. I'm going to read some emails and cover some things on that issue. Then they have this weird duality of how it's loving. It's a good thing for the earth. We all need to die. So imagine the conservatives want 80%. Georgia Guidestones, Prince Philip, UN, others. Okay, but the radicals want total extermination. And then the moderates, the in the middle, like this Professor Pianca, he only wants 90%. And we've seen the debate go from 80% to 85% to 90%. 90% is now the most quoted number in research papers and in textbooks, and it's being pushed. I mean, so now Pianca's trying to backpedal. As he said, don't record his speech when he had this big speech in front of 300 people at the Academy, Texas Academy of Sciences, because he said the world isn't ready for this, but it needs to happen, it needs to happen now. When he gets caught, he comes out and says, oh no, I'm in a warning, this is going to happen. Oh no, I have children and grandchildren, I don't want that to happen. But we found research papers and got emails from his minions saying it's all great, saying, oh yes, he says 90% and that he knows he'll have to go first and his family as well. It's sad, but needs to happen. And then I found research papers saying the same thing. So we have them red-handed. Absolutely red-handed in all of this. And so he is not an aberration. He is indicative. He is the norm. He is the status quo of what's happening. Now, how are they going to implement this? So they go in the 20s and 30s, and they have eugenics out in the open. And they sterilize between 400 and 600,000. We don't know the actual numbers from 1930 to the 1985 when it was cut back. It still goes on. Some federal numbers are 400 and something thousand. Some are over 600,000. Some are several million. These are numbers, you know, we'll look at one hospital where over 20 years they sterilized 30,000 people. I mean, these are the type of numbers. All over the country, we've had them on. It's been in the mainstream news. A single mother, 18 years old, gets pregnant. She works in the local cafeteria. This is one lady we had on. She has a daughter. She's now 23. Her daughter is in first grade and only makes B minuses. They take her and her daughter to a facility, and medical students excise her womb, her uterus. Many people died, by the way. They were actually doing medical experiments on them. Now, that's just one personal example. They took black men, and we first heard it was they let them die of syphilis over 47 years before it finally went public. No. They gave it to them. That's now declassified. And they spread it throughout the entire South and then into the North. Hundreds of thousands conservatively contracted syphilis, which is basically a worm-shaped bacteria that eats organs in your brain. Okay, the Jewish children, our government paid $3 billion from 1950 to 1961 to irradiate 110,000, 200 and something, if you want the actual number, Jerusalem Post, Haaretz, Barry Hamish, others, to radiate Sephardi Jewish children. Documented, public, admitted. There are hundreds of examples, nerve gassing troops, all of this, our own troops. They have 100 different pretexts, 100 times 100. But it's all about getting every branch of government to engage in this, to get doctors to cut organs out, to get doctors and nerve gas troops in a gas chamber, telling them it's just a test. They'll get 3 days leave. They die. Doctors teaching their students that everyone needs to be exterminated. How did the Nazis do this? They were taught the same thing. And Hitler learned what he learned from the U.S. He cited eugenics heads in this country. By the way, the father of eugenics in this country, he ended up in a mental institution. He was totally insane. Margaret Sanger called black people human weeds. Oh, but she's loved by the liberals, and they have their death camps, their Planned Parenthoods in every major city, mainly in minority areas, as death mills. And the sickening white supremacists just love it. Absolute scum. So you're beginning to realize the foundation of this, the backdrop of these people. Now, all the bioweapons research, BioShield, $6.3 billion a year, funded for the last 3 years, to build 36 or 36 level 4 bioweapons labs, in the words of the headline in the Baltimore Sun a few years ago, to create thousands of gallons of liquid death, super weaponized smallpox, bird flu, Ebola. Natural Ebola has a 90% killer rate, by the way. In mammals, in Homo sapiens sapien. Imagine what weaponized will do. Remember 2 years ago, the major universities, government university, was ordered by the government to, and the professors protested, to list in full detail the recombinant DNA calculations and preparations to create a smallpox modeled after the mousepox with a 99%+ guaranteed absolute kill rate in any mammal species it's tailored to. You can tailor it to any mammal species within a matter of months with a moderately expensive multi-million dollar laboratory. They issued the complete DNA sequence. You can go read it right now. That's for plausible deniability. That makes Ebola look like lemonade, look like strawberries and cream. And I got chills going back of my spine right now. Over 200 top weapons biologists have been brutally murdered in the last 4 years. Some of them had spoken out against the bioweapons labs, a lot of them right here in Texas. The University of Texas alone is running 5 Level 3 weapons labs, and 1 level 4 at level 3 containment at their Galveston facility alone. Do you understand? And 95%, according to professors and scientists and my own experience, of the people graduating and now working in a level 4 bioweapons laboratory. Do you understand? This is the threat. You're worried about Al-Qaeda, boys and girls? This is what I am scared to death. I've been looking at my children and I've been crying the last few days because this just brought it home to me. I've already known this. I've already talked about it, but I know we're getting close. These people are in weapons labs in Montana, in New York, in Los Angeles. They're everywhere. Dick Cheney, in his Rebuilding America's Defenses, September 2000, London Guardian wrote about this, said, we need to use our friends in the press to legitimize the use of race-specific bioweapons. Jane's Quarterly, the premier encyclopedia of weapon systems, based in London, put out an emergency alert and said, this is insane. We know England, the U.S., and Israel have developed race-specific 100% kill rate weapons. They're the people that told you 5 years before they rolled the B-2 out about it and told you what it looked like. They never are wrong. And they put out an alert. And half their advertisers are defense contractors. It's not like they're Alex Jones. They put out a worldwide alert. They put one of those out on average every 2 years. And they said, this is nuts. Now, I don't believe they're going to use a biological. I believe they're going to use a nerve gas on us. And I know why they've trained thousands of pilots all over the Western world in these drills where they spray, quote, harmless bacteria in our cities, and why they do the drills multi-state when they do it with hundreds of pilots. Because when they, it could be very easy. The trucks deliver it to the fields. It's a pre-planned operation. The military personnel flying the flights don't even know what they're doing. And in a day, they've got chemicals that are slow release and kill you instantly after a day. You can even name those chemicals. They will spray us, and we will flop around like fish, vomit our guts out, and expire. The trucks will deliver it to the landing fields. The spray nozzles will be affixed, and the mass murder will begin. When will it begin? When will it begin? When we get back, I'll break it down for you. Will we save humanity?
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hour, I'd like you to talk about this issue of social Darwin control freaks and their guild of control freaks they brainwashed to carry this out. Most of them, it's just talk, but it's the they're legitimizing it. They're selling it. And from all the drills I've seen, remember 2 years ago, year and a half ago, they had a summer-long operation with, I think it was 5,000 tons. You can pull it up. It was Daly, Oklahoma, where they sprayed Subtilis globigi on every major town and city in a continuous three-month operation using hundreds of fixed-wing aircraft, small-type prop planes. And that was just to train the military that okay, we mount these on here, and you go spray these on cities to test detectors. They've done it all over the country. They've done it in White Rock, New Mexico. They do it all over. And meanwhile, the elite just keeps talking about how they want to kill us and how they're going to do it, how we're going to be hit by bioweapons and how it's all over. Now, I believe we will be hit by a soft kill weapon. That is something that debilitates most, kills some. It could even be a million dying globally. I believe it'll be small, though. That sounds big, but that's small compared to what they will do. And then that'll be used as the clamp down the police state to get more control. And then in the future, they are fully capable and may. It could be next week, it could be tomorrow, it could be in a year. I tend to think it'll be within 5 to 10 years, but things are accelerating. Do this. And when they do it, it'll be on multi-continents. And it'll be simultaneous. And just a few thousand aircraft in a matter of a day, 24-hour period, could kill over half the world's population. Did you know that, 75% of the world's population lives in urban centers? In the U.S., it's 89%. In areas of Europe, it's 95%. You'd think Spain was rural. I think they're like 93%. One of those European countries is 95% urbanization. You can go look the numbers up. Going from memory here. And they can hit our cities and knock us out. I mean, just 4 or 5 aircraft per city will kill everyone with the type of nerve gases they have. But again, they will use soft kill bioweapons, and look up soft kill if you don't know what that is, to kind of as a dress rehearsal. All of these are foundational events getting bigger and bigger and bigger after each event. We are wallowing in evidence of them preparing for this. And you need only a very few people in government and in private corporations to be involved in this. Again, trucks pre-positioned across the planet with drivers not even knowing what they're delivering with things falsely labeled. Only takes a few hundred people to do this, because then the tens of thousands delivering it won't even know. That's delivered to aircraft with pilots for a, quote, mass drill or test, and it is done. And this is the plan. This is the operation. This is what they're doing. And when I, you know, whenever I'm on Coast to Coast AM and he says, well, Alex, where's this all going? What's their master plan? And when I go on national TV shows, I say the plan is to kill 85 to 95% of us. That's the plan. These people come to kill, steal, and destroy. This is what they're into. This is what they do. This is what's being set up. I mean, that's why they use thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of tons of DU everywhere. Birth defects quadruple in the areas where it's used. They're tripling everywhere else. Sperm counts are down 80-something percent. Cancers are up 500% every 10 years, so up 500% each time, exponentially, on a type of Richter scale. Why are they doing all this? Why do they genetically engineer? And another thing is, all these people that say we got to save the earth, we got to kill everybody, humans aren't the problem. Oh, human population is nothing compared to the chimera cross-species engineering that can give rise to superviruses, superbacteria. Nobel Prize winners have been on the show to tell you that. We already have it jumping into every corn species on the planet's been infected and isn't even original corn and has had insect genes added and is jumping into other plants that aren't even in the same plant species. Just in the same, I guess, genus. So all of this is happening. The plankton's doing weird things. We're having record sea die-offs. All the very people saying we've all got to die are the very ones killing the earth, because they're a bunch of killers. They're a bunch of nuts. They're a bunch of sickos. And then they email us, and they call us, and they're like, what's wrong with you? Of course everyone has to die. What's wrong with you? Like, we're crazy.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.